Welcome to the Plan the Magic podcast, where we help you plan your trip to the most happiest place on earth without a travel agent. With your host, Samantha DeCastro-Corcoran, and today is a little bit of a bonus episode. We are going to go over all of the announcements for the parks that happened at D23 this past weekend. Just a reminder that I am not affiliated with Disney, the Walt Disney Company, or Disneyland in any way. These podcasts are meant to be educational and support you on your planning journey, and are as accurate as possible on the date of publication. But things do change, so always double check, and we are not responsible for any discrepancies. Hello, everybody. I am recording a little bit of a bonus episode today. Today is Monday, August 12th, so we just had D23 this past weekend, which, for those of you that don't know, that is basically the fan expo that they have down in Anaheim. And they have it every 2 years, and typically the biggest thing, or the two biggest things, I guess, that they do is they have a parks panel where they announce all of the current plans coming up for the parks over the next couple years, and they also have announcements for movies and TV shows and stuff. I'm not going to talk about that today, just because this is more of a park-centric podcast. I am going to go over some of the updates for Disneyland, Walt Disney World, and a sprinkle of some of the international parks as well. So Disneyland Resort itself got not a ton of new stuff announced coming. It was definitely better than D23 a couple of years ago, which is, you know, always nice. And Josh D'Amaro, who is like the head of Disney Experiences, he basically said none of this is blue sky, none of this is like up in the ether, just ideas. All of this stuff has plans. Dirt is moving, shovels are in the ground, like this stuff is happening. So that was a very happy roar of the crowd when he said that. So we're going to talk about the Disneyland park itself first. This one probably got the least amount of things. We got an opening date for Tiana's Bayou Adventure, which is the changeover from Splash Mountain. So we got a date for that, which is November 15th, 2024. Along with that, we also learned that Critter Country will be renamed as Bayou Country with the reopening of the rest of the land, Winnie the Pooh coming back online. Some of the stores have gotten new names, and we're also getting a bit of a refresh on the Hungry Bear with a Country Bear Jamboree kind of feel to it, and a new menu, which also got announced today. The other thing we got in Disneyland is confirmed. This has been kind of like, there's been some rumors about a Walt Disney animatronic coming to the park, and it looks like that is the case. So Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, the show that is in the Opera House on Main Street, is going to be alternating with a new show that has an Walt Disney animatronic. So that's the first one they have ever done, so that's going to be kind of cool. It's called Walt Disney: A Magical Life. But don't worry if you're a big fan of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln, that is sticking around. It's just going to be alternating with the Walt Disney show. So that's it for the Disneyland park. If we cross over the Esplanade and head over into California Adventure, that got some bigger news. We got an announcement for the first ever Coco ride that is going to be coming to DCA. We don't know when. It's kind of like groundbreaking in 2026, so that's still a little bit away. And we're not sure, they haven't said anything about where that's going to be yet. We also got more updates about the Avatar experience that's going to be coming to DCA. From the concept art, it is definitely looking more like a land and a ride. They haven't officially called it Pandora or anything like that yet, but judging by what they're looking at doing here, it's going to be quite intensive and submersive. So that's coming. Again, no clue. There's rumblings about where this is going to go in the parks. If this is part of Disneyland Forward or not, that wasn't mentioned at D23, but we did get some updated concept art and confirmation about what that's going to look like a little bit more. The other big thing we got news for in DCA is that they are essentially doubling the size of Avengers Campus. So currently, Avengers Campus just has two rides, Web Slingers and what used to be the Hollywood Tower of Terror, which is now a Guardians of the Galaxy ride. Now they are basically giving us the e-ticket that they've been talking about, we've kind of known about for a while, but they also announced a surprised fourth attraction that's coming, and basically everything behind the wall, they call it. There's a wall next to Avengers headquarters that kind of leads to backstage area. And that is basically going to be a whole new expansion and doubling the size of Adventures Campus. So all of that stuff is like in the next few years to start. We'll probably be getting, I would say, Avengers Campus work started first is my guess. And then depending where Avatar is going, if that's part of Disneyland Forward, we could start seeing some of the other parking lots disappearing that Disneyland Forward is going to be a part of. So that was big announcements for the Disneyland Resort. That was pretty much it. We didn't get any news about nighttime spectaculars for Disneyland or anything like that. A lot of people were hoping that Paint the Night would be coming back. They did show us what the artwork for the 70th is going to be next year, but we didn't get much more than that. So as announcements come for what they're planning for the 70th anniversary of Disneyland next year, we'll probably get more stuff. Again, people are hoping Paint the Night's part of that. We'll see, but usually there are some like new shows and those sorts of things sprinkled in when we have those big decade celebrations at the park. Now, Walt Disney World got quite a lot of big stuff announced on Saturday. So the very first Villains Land is coming, and that will be in Magic Kingdom. There has been talk of a dark park for the last couple of years, so it's not a whole park on its own, it's just a land. But we are getting a full villain experience. I wonder if they're kind of taking the cue from Epic Universe that Universal's doing down in Florida with the whole, like, they have like a dark universe land that they're doing down there. Cars is also officially coming to the Magic Kingdom. It's not going to be Radiator Springs Racers, like a duplicate of the ride. It looks like a whole new like off-roading situation. And we did get news this morning that that's going to be taking over the Tom Sawyer Island in the Rivers of America section of the park, which some people are bummed about. Some people, don't really care. We're also getting our very first Monsters, Inc. land. This is going to go over in Hollywood Studios, and it's the first suspension roller coaster that Disney is doing, and you're basically going to get to go through the whole factory with where the doors are hanging in the movie, and that's looking like the main premise of the ride. The Reimagined Test Track is going to be opening in 2025, and we did get confirmation that Animal Kingdom is going to be redoing all of Dino Land into a Tropical Americas land, where we are going to be getting an Indiana Jones ride, which is going to be a whole new story, and an Encanto ride as well. Magic Kingdom's also getting a new nighttime parade, and there's two new lounge spaces coming to Disney World as well. So they got a lot of like big expansion, like actual expansion type stuff. Whereas we over at Disneyland, we're still kind of waiting to hear about what Disneyland 4 is really going to look like. Disneyland or Walt Disney World is competing against a pretty crazy looking new resort over on the Universal side of things. They're building Epic Universe, which is going to be opening next year. And it looks pretty amazing. So there's been a lot of talk about, you know, what Disney's response to that is going to be. And it looks like they are going to be looking to respond a little bit. I mean, they're always growing and adding things, but this is definitely a big response, especially with the Villains Land. Lastly, I'm going to sprinkle in a little Disneyland Paris news. I have been to this park when I went in 2018. I'm not going to lie, it was a little underwhelming. Though, once all of this work that they've announced is done, I will definitely be finding my way back. There is going to be a whole new Lion King land and ride. The ride itself, just from the outside, it's a flume ride. It's very reminiscent of a Splash Mountain. So I feel like Disneyland Paris is going to be getting their own version of Splash Mountain with a Lion King theme, with a land around it. This is going in the renamed Disney Adventure World Park. Which is the, I think it's the Studios Park or Hollywood Studios Park or something right now. They're renaming the whole second park at Disneyland Paris and redoing, like basically redoing the half of the park and adding a bunch. So they're adding the Lion King. They're also already under construction for Frozen Land in this park as well, which I am super pumped to see. And those were the two really big announcements for Disneyland Paris. They also made a bunch of announcements. They're going to be adding like 4 new cruise ships to the cruise line. There's a couple new things happening over in the Asia parks. But overall, that was kind of the big panel from D23. Super exciting to see all of this new stuff coming and seeing the construction updates and all those sorts of things. Do keep in mind that every time, it doesn't matter when you go to Disneyland, there's always, or Walt Disney World for that matter, any of the parks, there's always going to be some level of construction, especially when they're doing some of these bigger projects like adding a whole new land. So don't go in expecting not to see anything broken down or anything under construction, because that's just like unrealistic. But I just wanted to come on and let you guys give a little debrief on D23. Super pumped about the doubling of Avengers Land and some of the new stuff coming to DCA. Of course, getting an opening date for Tiana's is also great news. And then, you know, Walt Disney World, all the stuff that's coming down there is just making me realize that I'm going to have to be booking a trip once all this is done, which is going to take a while, but that's okay. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed that little D23 debrief. I will see you in the next episode. If you enjoyed the magic of this podcast, it would mean the world to me if you liked, subscribed, followed, and reviewed, depending on which platform you are listening on. It helps the podcast reach other Disney lovers like you and me. And if you're looking for more planning tips and Disney updates, follow me over on Instagram at plan.b.magic.dl. Have a magical rest of your day.